Hello.
Hello, how are
I'm
you?
good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Morning. Today is Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and this is the time set for the hearing in docket number 16-2208-01. This is in the matter of the notification of the indirect transfer of control of XO Communications Services LLC from XO Holdings to Verizon Communications Incorporated. Lengthy and a little awkward, but that's what it is. All right, let's get appearances on the record for the companies.
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Mark Williams, Utah Bar number 1009, appearing on behalf of Verizon Communications and XO Holdings.
Very well.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Your Honor. My name is Jesus Roman.
and I am an assistant general counsel for Verizon in Pacific and North Central markets. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Very good to have you here. And in the room, we have Rex Knowles. Go ahead, Mr. Knowles.
Rex Knowles with XO Communications. I'm the executive director of regulatory for the state regulatory affairs for XO.
Of state regulatory affairs?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and for the division?
Good morning, Your Honor. I'm Justin Jenner. I represent the Utah Division of Public Utilities. With me at council table is Ron Slusher with the Division of Public Utilities, and also in the room is William Duncan with the division.
Thank you. So for the record, the notification that was filed with the commission establishes that Verizon has entered into an agreement with XO Holdings. Now, XO Holdings owns XO Communications Services LLC, which is a public utility. And under the agreement, XO Holdings will sell all of its interests in XO Communications Services to Verizon. So ultimately, the ownership and control of the public utility will transfer to Verizon. Have I stated that accurately?
Your Honor, if I could just modify that just slightly.
Please.
Right now, a company called XO Holdings owns XO Communications, LLC. And XO Communications, LLC. And it might help, there are two charts at the end of our application that show the pre-closing ownership structure and the post-ownership closing structure.
Yes, I agree.
And that might assist you. And as you indicate on the pre-closing, XO Holdings owns XO Communications, LLC, which then in turn owns the XO Communications Services, LLC, and the last organization, XO Communications Services LLC, is the entity authorized and certificated by this commission.
Okay.
And so what under the proposed transaction, what XO Holdings is doing is selling to Verizon Business the 100% of the stock in XO Communications LLC.
Right.
And so there's not a, that's why there's an indirect transfer, because the stock of XO Communications Services LLC, the certificated company, is not actually transferring. It's the stock of the parent corporation.
Right.
That is.
Right.
So as such, there's no that, and hence the reason for our statement on the last page of our application indicating that under 54-4-28, there is no merger, consolidation, or combination, or sale, et cetera,
right.
Or under 29 or 30. And therefore, there's not an actual merger or a sale of a Utah public utility. But it was very important for both companies to make sure that we go through the appropriate application and notification to this commission. And so hence, the purpose of our application, and hence why we are we appreciate the opportunity to be before you today.
Right. Thank you for that clarification. If I understood you correctly, I've left out one of the companies in the vertical structure. And between XO Holdings and XO Communications Services, there's one other company, XO Communications LLC. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's,
yes, right.
It's the XO Communications LLC that is being purchased.
That is correct.
Got it. Okay, I will make sure that I make that clear when I edit this order. All right. Is there anything else that you would like to put on the record, or do you want to call a witness today, Mr. Williams?
What I would do, Your Honor, is call Mr. Roman. And ask him to identify himself, to where he works, what his title, what his authorization to act as a witness for the applicants, his understanding of the application, and that the factual statements set forth on pages 1 through 4 of the application are true and correct, and if you were to testify to those facts supporting this application, would that be his testimony?
Let's go ahead and do that. Mr. Roman, do you swear to tell the truth?
I do.
All right. Mr. Williams, go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Roman, would you please state your name and business address for the record?
My name is Jesus Roman, and my business address is 15505 Bend Canyon Avenue, Irvine, California, 92618.
And who do you work for, Mr. Roman?
I work for Verizon.
And your title?
I'm an assistant general counsel.
Aren't you authorized to testify as a witness on behalf of the applicants in this case?
I am.
And do you have personal knowledge of the facts you're going to testify to today?
I have knowledge that I have gathered from reading all of the documents, so yes.
Okay. And have you read the application that the applicants have filed in this case?
I have.
And are the factual statements on pages 1 through 4 of the application true and correct to your knowledge?
Yes.
And if you were to testify as to the facts supporting this application set forth in pages 1 through 4 of the application, would these statements in the application be your testimony?
Yes.
And with that, I tender the witness, Your Honor.
Mr. Jetter, any questions for Mr. Roman?
I have no questions, Your Honor. Thank you.
It looks to me as I read through this that this is not a type of transaction that requires FCC approval. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Jetter, do you have a witness today?
Yes, Your Honor. The division would like to have sworn in Ron Slusher.
Mr. Slusher, do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Slusher, would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
My name is Ron Slusher, S as in Sam, L-U-S-H-E-R. I'm a utility technical consultant for the Division of Public Utilities.
Thank you. And throughout the course of your employment, have you had the opportunity to review the application and exhibit that was filed along with it in this docket?
Yes, I have.
And did you cause to be created and filed with the commission a memorandum dated April 5th, 2016?
I did.
Do you have any corrections or edits you'd like to make to that?
I don't. I would like to mention that we had a supplemental action request issued and that there was another memorandum issued on April 6th.
Okay. And the memorandum issued on April 6th, did you also create that?
I did.
And do you have any corrections or edits you'd like to make to that?
No.
Would you adopt the recommendations made in those memorandums as your testimony today?
Yes, I would.
Do you believe that approval of the application, if the commission deems that approval is necessary in this instance, would be just, reasonable, in the public interest?
Yes.
And are you aware of any opposition to this?
I have not heard or seen of any.
Thank you. I have no further questions, and Mr. Slusher is available for cross-examination.
Mr. Williams, any questions for Mr. Slusher?
No, Your Honor. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Well, I believe that I have what I need. I will be able to complete this order and get it to the commissioners for their review and approval just later today. It's likely to issue today. If it doesn't go out today, then I'm quite sure it will tomorrow. All right. With that, I think we can close the hearing. Thank you all very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Honor. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Your Honor, yep. Wait a second. Wait,
yep.
Your Honor.
Yep.
I want to correct something.
Okay.
I think it went. Did you say SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission?
No, I said FCC, Federal Communications Commission.
Okay, there is some approval that may be required there, and I'll have Mr. Roman testify to that. I apologize.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Right.
SEC. Yeah. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Roman.
Yes, Your Honor. We have submitted an application to the Federal Communications Commission and are awaiting approval.
Okay. Do you know when you might expect that?
I do not have that immediately in mind. Rex, would you know?
We expect it sometime this year, but we don't have any specific dates. It's in the process.
So maybe within the next 6 months.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay.
Your Honor, I do apologize for misunderstanding.
That's quite all right. It's sometimes hard to get acronyms over the phone. Okay,
I think.
I now have what I need. Thank you all very much. I'm going to close the hearing.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whew, that was tough.